The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? And now, the best of O'Mara.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, now.
It's a good Friday.
Hey, it's a great Friday.
No, it's a good Friday, Rob.
Do you think...
not offend the Catholics in our audience.
Do you know what happened on the way to work today?
What happened?
The sun went behind a cloud.
It did here in Florida, too. Mm. Mary O'Mara is absolutely right.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
He's making fun of your lovely mother right now.
He's making fun of my mom's religious beliefs.
How dare you?
He's dickish like that.
Dickish?
Yeah. He's quite dickish like that.
You know, that would be a good T-shirt. Dickish.
Rob's dickish.
just one T-shirt for me.
Dickish.
It says dickish.
Dickish?
Dickish.
No. We've all been thinking in terms
open
of
24 hours.
Yeah. Dickish. It's the new, you know, you don't want to overthink it.
No.
You don't want to, but now that you've got me, now I will completely lose train of thought for the show because I will be thinking of dickish and how to make that T-shirt
before you
better.
Close the book on it, I think what it would be, it would look great in a blue Facebook font.
Yes.
Just lowercase letters, dickish.
Can I make one suggestion?
Of course.
Don't have to change the text.
No, not at all.
Dickish. And the top of it. Is, you know, that picture you have when you're just peering over whatever you're peering over?
Oh, like an album.
You know when it's
usually.
Just your
yeah.
eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And we have that, and underneath it says dickish.
I love that idea.
What about dickish university? And
oh, and make it more of a collegiate font.
Underneath that, it says, we hate today's and tomorrow's future.
You look seriously, yes. And I know we have high definition cameras.
Yes,
now,
we do.
I'm looking at you, Oscar. You look like perhaps you were involved in some sort of late night Middle East peace negotiation.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he looks like, you know what he looks like?
It was unsuccessful.
Wow. You look like the last scene of Argo.
Oh, thank you.
When they're
you.
On the plane.
He looks like the last scene of Argo.
I do look rugged today. That's what my girl told me.
You look rugged. Did you have a rough night last night?
No.
Did you sleep well last night?
You had
night?
To pack, I know, because
no.
you brought luggage with you.
This morning was an early morning because I had to catch a ride to the studio by my lovely girl because my car is in the shop.
Okay.
And I don't.
You live 60 feet away.
I can't.
Cab it, dude.
Look, I'll show you what I have. I've got a suitcase to go to Pittsburgh.
Full of diamonds.
And then I have my.
I thought you went to Pittsburgh. Like, you didn't go to Pittsburgh on the break.
No,
I thought
the kids were sick. The kids were sick. I couldn't make it up there.
Oh, so this is just the. This is the Easter weekend.
Yeah.
This is Pascua.
Yeah, I would have to go up anyway. So, and then I have my drone. In its case right now, so I had to take that up.
Now, wait,
so
why do you have,
wait. Why do you have your drone with you?
Oh, because I'm taking it up to show the kids how to fly the drone.
You're not traveling by drone.
No, I'm
no,
not
okay.
traveling
well,
by
thank
drone.
Thank God for that.
Will you do me a favor? Can I look forward to this when you come back?
Yes.
Will you share? Do you save the videos that you take
well,
with this
I'm
thing?
Also going to try Santana Air. This is kind of
Santana Air.
Yes, my side business. I'm going to take a real estate. I'm going to take a real estate video of my sister's house. As you know, she's moving.
Right.
So I figure maybe if we have some panoramic pictures, some aerial shots of the property, that'll
right.
help us sell.
You know what it's going to look like? It's going to look like the opening shots of like The Bachelor, where the camera zooms in on the mansion.
Mike, you'll actually
I would
like-
love to see those videos. Like, here's what I'd love to see, especially if it turns out to be a fairly decent weather weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's going
and,
to
you know,
be.
Because I love Easter weekend. Sometimes we get really lucky on Easter
sure.
weekend. And I would love to see an aerial shot of the very first time the kids see that drone flying around the backyard.
Them.
I'd love
I'll
to
surprise
see
them. They'll that freak
would make
out.
Me,
yeah.
But
they
are you cry. Pitching? Are you going to pitch different golf courses with Santana?
No, no. I don't. My territory is simply the DMV, like D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Okay,
I've
right.
given my territory to a gentleman in Vermont that wrote me about it, so he's got the license up there. I'm actually interested in more partners.
You have sold licensing to a company that doesn't exist yet. You're like a huckster.
No, I'm not a huckster.
You are.
I give them my secret sauce is basically I tell them what they need to buy, what they have to do, and it really for pennies on the dollar.
You know, the God. Last thing I want to do.
This
the,
poor
the
guy
last
in
thing,
Vermont.
The last thing I do on this show is to
Mark
offend. I certainly don't want to offend, but Oscar,
no, that's the last thing you want to do.
If you are, if this enterprise is going to take off, you know,
literally,
I'm really about branding. I'm really about branding. And the fact is, like, Santana would be a great name if you were selling, like, guitar picks.
That's true.
But, you know, for a company that does aerial photography of a golf course,
mm-hmm.
I think it needs something with a little more gravitas, don't you?
I got it.
Here comes Rob Spiewak with his hand up.
Okay. Hernando.
Hernando. Oh, because it's a playoff Fernando.
Exactly.
Which is my middle name.
Okay, you know what? I would voice it for you, Rob.
Yes.
Let's do the commercial right now. All go right. into your go into your go into your system.
Okay.
And Rob will find
booked one
and I'm
client.
Thinking in terms of the busy transportation music.
Oh, I know what you need. I just need a moment to find it, but I know
take
what you're
time.
Do you want to see how
take
organized I am? My case with my drone inside.
Yeah, let me see what you got. I'd like to see what you've got. Because I think this enterprise is something that you know, you right away you had the idea that you would do this, and I thought, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that fancy case.
Yeah.
Did that case come with it?
No.
No, of course not.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. Did you make that case for it?
Yeah. My guess is that had something to
do. He's lying. That came with it. Come on. Get that game.
No,
with
you know
it.
What? That's the kind of thing he could make. I bet he got the insert and then bought the case.
Let him answer. Did you make that? Did you make that yourself?
What I did was I went online and they have some from older models. I bought the older model and then I took a heat gun and I cut out the rest.
You are out of your mind.
He
what
really
do you do?
Is.
Do you, like, eat amphetamines like M&Ms when you leave the studio? That is seriously. I fold the paper napkins. That's a.
I think I have a music. I think I have a music bed that'll work, Mike.
All right. This is the new commercial
and
for
remember,
Hernando.
Hernando. All right. Are you ready?
I like the name.
Hello. Do you own a golf course? Are you someone who would like to get a better view of the properties that you have? Would you like to have an expensive helicopter shot for your business to show your customers just how heavy-duty you really are? Then step up to the marketing tool known as...
Hold on, I gotta do it. Start it again.
Oh, you want to start from the front?
Oh, wow.
Also, are you happy with the music?
It would have been great if I did it all at once.
Are you happy with the music?
Yeah,
okay,
I'm very
good.
Happy with the music.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
All right. In three.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
On. I got to get the
right. I heard a lot
it
of
has
that
to be
music.
Just right. You know, I take it seriously.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, it's not a laughing matter, Mike.
Also, you're a professional.
Blow this off.
No, you're a professional.
Do you want to run a mic check or are you good to go?
I'm fine.
In three, two, one.
Hola. Are you a small business owner who's looking to step up with a marketing plan that will show your business the way it should be shown? I would like to say, if you happen to be owners of a small golf course, or you have a business where aerial shots will really take you to the next level, step up to Hernando. Hernando is a flying drone service. They will take wonderful video of your property with a wonderful drone aircraft with sharp high-definition video. Step up to... Hernando. Hernando is for you if you own a small golf course, if you would like to show your car lot, if you would like to show anything, for example, a roller rink from the outside, or any business.
Sure.
How about you commercial real estate people? How would you like to show an air shot of a... Hernando. And have it marketed to your customers. Step up to the fun that is... Hernando. That's what I said.
What's
thank
the
you
phone
very much.
Number?
To reach Hernando, please call this number.
111-5671-2.
Air Nando. Yes, yes, Rob Spiewak. And here's a satisfied customer.
Ever since I became one of the limited franchisee holders, I've been a millionaire. Are there more?
Can you really afford to wait?
Air Nando
is waiting to be for you today. Contact Oscar Santana de Bolius at
555-5533.
Oh, God.
Air Nando.
It's a license to print money, Mike. It's a license to print money.
Oh,
and
wow.
I believe we did that extemporaneously and totally ad-lib. Now we can start the show.
Oh, okay. Very good.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look, bud, you and Angela have been close for a long time. That's even more reason why I want us to be on good terms. I feel like things have been awkward between us, don't you?
I'm okay with it being awkward between us.
Look, man, I love Angela, and I want us to get along for her sake. I don't normally do stuff like this.
Am I crazy not to like this guy? Among some of his Facebook likes are George W. Bush's Decision Points, Transformers 2, Revenge of the Fallen, and the music of Josh Groban. Must I really justify myself any further?
You know?
His was the easiest to hack. Password was 123456 7. I witnessed his first I love you with Angela over GChat. Then I witnessed the first of many infidelities with Stella B. I've thought about telling Angela, but she has shitty taste in men, and I'm not quite ready to see what comes after this just yet.
You like music, I like music. Maroon 5.
Plus, I can manage Ollie easier than the others. For now, anyway.
And that's all I mean. I like you, bro. And I want you to like me, too.
I understand. I'll try harder.
That's cool, man. Hey, whenever you're ready, I'd love to just chill.
Truth is, I shouldn't hate Ollie. He's not that bad a guy. He's too dumb to be bad.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
I just got my email. My watch is one day away. I can't wait to get the watch that I bought on touchofmodern.com. It's a special watch that actually illuminates better than any other watch you can find today, and that's what I like. I like looking at my watch in the middle of the night to see if there are any people under my bed trying to kill me. No, I'm just kidding. Face it, it's hard to be cool. That's why you need touchofmodern.com. Touchofmodern.com is the easy way to find all the cool stuff you need. They connect directly with the designers who make timeless and unique products, and they give them to you at the best prices anywhere. We all love this site. It's always cool. It's always changing, and we are constantly drawn back because they change it every day. Tech gadgets, iPhone cases, fashion accessories, everything on Touch of Modern designed to get you noticed. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day, and here's what I want you to do. Our listeners can now get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it will be totally different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. touchofmodern.com. Try it today. Well, 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 a cold snap sweeping across the fruited plain.
Yeah, it's a bad day to go streaking, Mike.
Yes, very, very bad day. Would you like to know the temperature down in South Florida this morning?
Nope.
You got no interest?
No, I got no interest at all.
Like the bitter point now.
What if I told you it was 45 degrees right now?
Oh, what would you? Well, you know what? I would normally be sympathetic because that's not why you moved down there. But
well,
the
no,
fact that you
saying
have two digits in your
cold.
Temperature.
What's the high going to be?
Today?
Yes.
65,
oh,
probably.
Really?
Wow.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone with me, so I can't give you that quickie forecast that I like to give you. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's cold here, so it must be extraordinarily cold.
It's
you,
I had no
Oscar last night at like 11:30 sent me a little weather forecast thing that said you guys made the right decision.
Yeah,
that was funny.
And he put Hancock, Maine, and he also put Washington D.C. down there because it was
single digits.
Oh,
single
today a high of 66 in Fort Myers.
66.
Currently 48 degrees.
Basically
in Fort Myers.
70.
48. Hey. I'm sorry, it's gone up a few degrees.
And tomorrow a high of 75 out there. So get out those cargo shorts. shorts, ladies. You're going to have
a
great
suffering
day.
From the flu? I heard that little coffee.
Excuse my cough because I had no heat yesterday in my joint.
Pay your bills.
No, our boiler, our 100-year-old boiler in my building, the dump I live in, went out, and they couldn't fix it.
Well, I thought that was your... Aren't you the superintendent? Whole,
wait a minute. You have elderly people in your building.
No.
Not anymore.
They shut them all out. It's all the young hipsters that live in my building now.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was a lot of back and forth. What shall we do? And people were like, run your dryer. Turn on your oven.
Oh, my God. It's like an episode.
I pay my bills, fix everything.
Yeah. Did they get the boiler fixed?
No. I woke up this morning with my Cookie Monster hat on and bundled up like I was in a sleeping
bag. But aren't you like the president or something of your building?
I stepped down.
Oh, hey, good for you.
Yeah, I had too much responsibility.
And you know, and see what happens? Oscar leaves, the boiler breaks.
Everything breaks.
How coincidental.
But really, you cannot, correct me if I'm wrong, pick a worse time for that to happen, right?
The best part is I was the first guy to notice.
Why is that the best thing?
Because I had to write it and say, hey, to our building manager, said, has anyone else complained that it's freezing in our condos? And
right.
I said, no, you're the first. That was like a dream.
Wow, so people just slaying the dragon, completely passive.
Government jobs, weren't getting home till 7, you know.
Wow.
So the boiler broke and they haven't fixed it yet.
They haven't fixed it, and they said it's a part, and since our boiler's so old, they have to special order it.
Yes, it's a lead part that is made in a sweatshop in a basement in Manhattan.
That boiler is like the boiler you probably...
Your building is literally how old, though?
It's from 1933,
Rob,
right?
What's that violin music they play on the last scene of the Titanic? Do you have that?
I might. Hold on.
I'll never let go, Jack. I'll never let go.
Because that would be appropriate for the elderly on some of the lower floors.
Yeah.
Some of the original residents of Oscar's building. How many floors are in your building?
There are 4 floors.
And so there are 4 floors in this elderly condo,
yeah.
And which used to be an apartment building. And
they converted it, but not the boiler for some reason.
They converted it to condo,
yes.
And they didn't modernize the heating system.
No HVAC.
Oh, that's right. And you cool your place like with wall units.
Yeah, with the window rattlers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I made a bad choice. Wow. As I sat there, and my girlfriend calls me, and she's like, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm freezing." How's San Diego treating you? How's Arizona treating you? Must be nice. You left me for dead.
She's out in there.
Left me for dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I feel great, though. This cough. I probably would have gotten it anyways. No big deal.
Oscar gets pneumonia. Well, I feel for the non-young people that are in that building.
That's tough.
That's terrible on the Titanic known as Oscar's building. But how about a moment of joy? We'll please Oscar right now.
Yes.
So we get on the horn and call the Consumer Electronics Show and... Todd Moore, who is live in Las Vegas as we speak this morning, host of Tech 411, stellar entrepreneur, creator of phenomenal apps like White Noise and Compulsion.
And he's very photogenic.
A brilliant programmer and a man who, despite his social awkwardness, is always fun to talk to on the show.
Yes. Scheduled for 11 a.m.
Right, but we're calling a little early.
Half an hour early.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, look at
this. Hey, it's Todd Moore. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, Todd Moore. Happy New Year to you.
Who the F is this?
Are you on over?
Todd, you sound like you may have had a bit of evening last night. Did you have a little bit of evening?
This is Tomo reporting live from Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How are you doing? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tomo. And, we're a little jealous because it was a year ago at this time where all of us were in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show.
We were all hungover.
Walked the floor, people would come up to me wondering where you guys were. And I tried to represent... but we missed you is what I'm trying to say.
Why don't we start with the giant elephant in the room right now? What did you do late last night?
Mike, I was in a suite, okay, there's a penthouse,
right,
Planet Hollywood. I was with the guy who bottles Fiji water. I'm not lying.
Oh, no. You were with a whale.
He has... Mike has a friend, and he took his shirt off to show me not one, but 2 gunshot wounds. I'm not making this up. And all while this was happening, the butler was serving his pizza. And it was at this point, Mike, that I realized I need to come home. Can I please come home, Mike?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the funniest Todd Moore appearance already, and he can pump the rest of it now because it's spectacular. Not one, but two gunshot wounds. I knew. Oscar, sometimes I've got that sixth sense. I knew we should call him at the front of the show today. Mm-hmm. I knew we should. So, were they kind of ballers? Were they guys that were, that knew their way around Las Vegas, Nevada? Is that what's the deal?
Hashtag IoT. It's good to be here on the show. I don't know anything about those guys, so
we're going to have to transition. Okay, all right.
To a new topic.
You know what, Todd? How drunk are you still?
Are you still in a suite?
I have not slept.
Oh boy!
I'm in the airport right now, trying to find my gate.
Are you in the airport?
Very difficult.
Right? No, you're not in the airport. We called your hotel room.
Okay, yeah, I'm in the hotel room.
Oh my god!
No, I'm getting the hell out of here. I don't know.
Oh my god!
I'm never coming back. I will never come back. Now I had a great time. Great time.
Wow. Las Vegas is an evil city. We love so much. Yeah. My god, you're having fun. How does it rate? With your buddy Oscar not around, and I mean, I know you still have some friends out there. Are you having a good time at the CES?
Oh god, lots of blinking lights, lots of sounds, lots of devices, all connected. We're living in a connected world, and it's just amazing. If I could sum it all up with one word, it would be magical. Or something.
Rob, help me. Help me, Rob.
Todd, what were you drinking last night? I'm just curious. I know you were with the Fiji people, but I'm guessing they didn't serve you water.
No, we were not drinking water.
Okay. So, what were you drinking? Can you be specific?
I think it was kind of a Jack and Coke night.
Yeah, it was kind of that. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Not kind of. I'm pretty sure it was.
All right, let's get right to the gadgets.
Do you think you can pull that off? Good luck.
Well, we're gonna try. We're gonna try because that's another reason we call him. Because Todd always is out there where it's cutting edge, where we find out what the consumers are going to be seeing in the next year and years
after that. The year to come,
Mike. Last year, I will tell you that their big thing was 3D printing. That was the big deal, and also a lot of these curved television screens. What's new and exciting for this year, Todd Moore?
Well, the buzzword on the street and in the hallways was the Internet of Things, IoT, and you get used to it. There's just so many buzzwords, and it's the same old crap. You know, just repackaged.
All right, hold on. Todd,
so there's nothing really new. Is that what you're saying?
The biggest convention of the year in the world of new things,
yes.
And you got nothing.
My goal, guys, was to find Tony Perkins a new cell phone, and I did that.
Oh, you found Tony Perkins?
That.
Yeah. You found Tony Perkins
a new
was smartphone. Was it at the bottom of a bottle?
And it was curved. It was a curved bottle.
Oh, yeah, a curved bottle, yes. That's like the TV screen.
I would say that was the coolest thing. I found a few things that I like. I recently lost my keys. So one of the nice things these days is... it may have been a late night walking home, stumbling home. I lost my keys. Yeah. So I'm looking for something that will help me find my keys.
Right.
And so there's a device called Tracker. Really like it. Talked to the CEO. He was a surfer, Mike. He surfed.
Why that's directed at me, I have no idea.
Hey, Todd, just hold on one second. I have a question for Mike and Oscar that you don't need to answer.
I wanted to tell you my surfing story.
Yes, hold the surfing story, because this is something that I'm curious about. Yes, right. Some of those animals are
9 years old.
Mike, right. Oscar, yes? What is it? Why is he focused on the wrong details?
Rob, go ahead with your question.
Okay. So he was a surfer, dude.
He was a surfer, and he lost the keys in the sand. Rob,
he lost the keys in the sand. Yes, yes, Ed. We're aware of that.
Rob, have you ever lost anything?
Yes.
His virginity to the woman he married.
Well, this guy lost his keys in the sand, and he saw someone with a metal detector, and he gave him $100. The guy found his keys, and that's what gave him the idea for this tracker device. Mm. And I think it's a good idea. I bought one, and now I'll be able to use the new Bluetooth beacon functionality in your smartphone and on this device. Okay.
All right, fantastic.
We will be able to find our keys again.
Okay. Hey, you know, speaking of Bluetooth, I saw something online today. They say one of the worst items that's featured out there, it's called the Pacify, and it's a Bluetooth pacifier for your baby. Have you seen this?
I have not seen it. Sounds horrible.
It is horrible.
Last year when we were at the CS, didn't they have a whole big thing about baby monitoring and stuff like that? That's a big
deal,
right?
But this is one that will actually tell you when the pacifier falls out of the kid's mouth. You get an alert on your phone, which makes it so much easier than actually being a real parent.
You know what I call a moment where my kid's pacifier falls out of his mouth?
What?
I call it rare. Carl and I have a slight difference of opinion about weaning him off that.
Yes.
And Carla is of the teething philosophy, where you leave that thing in there because it helps him with his gums and stuff.
Right.
And I'm the one where, you know, when I see that in his mouth all the time, I think, that he's suddenly developing what his father has, and what maybe Mr. Moore has is dependence on substances. I think that's what it might be. Todd, what's going on in the background there?
Yes, Mike, I believe the plane is boarding at this point, and I don't want to miss it.
Oh, well, Todd, we're going to let you go then. I get my hint. That's wonderful. Yeah. We're going to let you go back to bed. I mean, get on your plane, and it'll be – Oscar, do you have anything for your friend before we go?
Look, get home safe, my friend. We'll be recording a special edition, a CS edition of Tech 411 this weekend.
No, you won't.
Well, hopefully we'll be recording once Todd recovers, so we'll have a full recap there.
Yes.
Also, I'd like to hear what your favorite item of the show outside of the tracking device. I saw that you took a picture of a widescreen TV. By widescreen, I mean it was the entire room in the Sony exhibit. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was, of course, that wasn't for sale, Oscar. It was it was a display only.
We didn't expect you to buy it.
Okay.
You can't buy everything.
Oscar's lost interest as well, Todd. Todd, we're going to let you go. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you back in Washington. And Happy New Year, Todd Moore.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Homo out.
Oh, wow.
He talked about IoT. He was OUT.
Yeah. How can you possibly top two gunshot wounds?
I tried to save him. I said, hey, what about that Sony display?
We all kind of threw him softballs, and he put them in a glass and drank them.
Doesn't matter, boys. BTAE, best Tomo appearance ever.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring.
And now, the best of O'Mara.
I want to talk about your kids and how your kids sleep. Sleep Number is my favorite product in my home. I love my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, I had a Sleep IQ score of 93. It was fantastic. And now, they're introducing the Sleep IQ Kids bed. It's the first bed that lets you know how your child is sleeping, and it's designed to adjust and grow with them. Parents love this. I know this for a fact. If you have a product that grows with your child, it's the best. Your kid's sleep is important. Studies show that well-rested kids do better in life. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed, you will know the quality and quantity of your child's sleep, and you'll know what adjustments to make so they can do even better. It'll tell you when your kids are asleep and when they're awake. The Sleep IQ Kids Bed does absolutely everything. For back to school, no better school supply than better sleep for your kids, and there's only one place you'll find the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, a Sleep Number store. Come in and bring your kids for a chance to win a $5,000 to $50,000 college scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids bed. Tonight, bedtime, tomorrow the world. Discover the Sleep IQ Kids bed at any one of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to yodel and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
And now can we please bring in the announcer? Bring in the announcer.
News.
Thank you.
Boo. News time. You give us 75 to 3 hours, and we'll bring you part of the world.
That's right.
By now, everyone has heard that Ben Affleck shows off some groinage in the movie Gone Girl. Thank you.
Can't wait.
But if you were hoping for a loving, lingering shot of the bat wiener, you're going to be disappointed. It doesn't.
Did you write
just,
this copy?
We love you, Batman.
The bat wiener.
Did I write this copy?
Nice choice of words.
Of course I did.
And you know what? I think it's pronounced bat wiener.
Bat wiener.
It doesn't happen until almost the end of the movie, and it's real quick. Carla, you know, I've got to ask her.
Yes.
My non-movie going wife said to me, I want to see. That's the one I want to see. I bet it's because of Ben Affleck.
She doesn't want to see any movie. No, you know that.
She wants
that's
to go
exactly
and
exactly what it is.
See the screen filled with his balls.
A month away from Captain Chubby. And I meant that as a fat joke, not my.
I think that was the original name of that movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Ben Affleck is Captain Chubby.
You could leave early and spoil it for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that might want to really, you know, that are just wienerific and want to actually go to see another movie and then duck into the theater, it doesn't happen until almost the end. And you're looking at Ben from behind, although he's turned just enough for you to see a little bit of the goods.
Wow. How about that? I didn't know that.
That's something Rob and I wouldn't be able to accomplish if you were looking at us from behind. Yeah. And you just turn. The only way we could turn enough is to face the camera directly.
Yeah.
And even then, it might be a bit of a challenge.
Even then, only if we're standing on our head. Are you familiar with the game Operation, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost impossible without levers and pulleys for me to get past PG.
Some tweezers.
Exactly, yeah. Remove the spare ribs.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Justin Bieber, you know, I never miss a Justin Bieber story.
Thank you, Mike.
He is in Paris for the city's annual Fashion Week. That just makes me want to barf right there. You know, that he's a fashion icon.
Well, he's just being there to be seen. He's not a fashion icon. He's there to be seen.
Yeah, don't they all have lines of clothing or something like that?
Kendall Jenner's like a supermodel now. She's walking the runways.
She is, of all of
them, our catwalks.
I believe she is the one that will maintain her fame because of her own modeling and looks. I think so. And if she happens to have any talent at all to act or do anything like that, she could go very far.
All the better.
There's the prediction. You heard it here. Tuesday night, Bieber may have punched a photographer. That's what this story
says.
Well,
you know what? I guarantee you he did. I promise you he did.
He and his people were trying to get through a crowd of paparazzi when he started letting his hands fly. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't he normally like shielded by his entourage?
Yes, his big Rob Ford like bodyguards protect him.
Oh, they have pictures. They say pictures have emerged of Justin appearing to slug one guy and putting his hand on the throat of another. It's not clear if the punch actually landed. But
I bet it would hurt to get
again.
Punched by Justin Bieber.
Oh, ow, don't hurt me.
Not so hard.
Want to know if you'll be dead in 5 years? According to a
already
new study,
know.
The best way to predict whether you'll die soon has to do with your sense of smell. Researchers looked at more than 3,000 men and women between the ages of 57 and 85 and asked them to identify 5 different scents: peppermint, fish, oranges, roses, and leather. Then after 5 years, they counted out how many of these people had died, and the ones who failed the test were much more likely to no longer be with us. Well, that's scary because, like, now you know when you can't smell oranges anymore that you're going to die. Aww. Oh, my God.
When I wake up, I smell lilies.
Yeah, I bet you do. 39% of the ones who failed the test were dead. 90% who barely passed were dead, compared to just 10% of people who passed with flying colors. The authors of the study say they're not sure why that's the case, but they think losing your sense of smell is an early warning sign of other age-related issues. That makes sense to me.
I knew a guy that spent a lot of time hanging in with his dad in an old folks' home, and they say that as they get closer to death, people do lose their sense of smell, and that's a lot of times why senior citizens
they fall behind on hygiene. They don't realize they stink because they can't smell themselves. Aww. So there's actually some validity there, yeah.
You know who would help with that? Dr. Z.
And we love you, Dr. Z.
Dr. Z, thank you. All right.
Do you ever do that thing where you're introduced to someone and within 2 seconds, you've already forgotten their name?
I know I have problems with it.
I am not good with
names.
The worst. So here's a great psychological trick, they say, to help you remember people's names and help them remember yours. When you introduce yourself, give your first and last name. That will catch the other person off guard and actually make them stop and process your name so it sticks in their memory. I don't care about that so much.
I do that. I introduce myself with my full name. Yeah.
Wadhams?
Yes. Junior.
When you're meeting someone and they just give their first name, you ask for their last name. That's a way to do it. It may seem a little strange at first, but it'll make you focus more on what they're saying and vice versa. It makes a more memorable impression overall and helps you commit the name.
What is your last name, Dr. Z?
It's Dr. Z, just the letter.
All right.
All right. We love you.
Tracy Morgan, this is a sad story. Yes. I hate to even include it here, but I think it's important because of what's been going on with Walmart, kind of trashing him about not wearing a seatbelt. He suffered a pretty serious head injury when the truck plowed into his limo, and his recovery includes speech and cognitive therapy. It's so bad that Tracy's lawyer doesn't know if he'll ever perform again. Mm. Now, when I see Tracy's lawyer saying that, I get a little suspicious, and I hope it's not true. But the lawyer says, quote, the jury's still out. The doctors don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. So if the lawyer's playing a game, it's a pretty nasty game
to
play.
It is a nasty game.
Yeah, but, I mean, Walmart, what was their excuse? They said that he should have been wearing a seatbelt when their truck plowed into his car.
Yeah, exactly. And how many times, you know, that, like, we've all been in limos. Everybody's ever been to a bachelor party. You're in a limo. That's the first thing you do is put that seatbelt on. Yeah. Come on, shut up.
Exactly.
Screw you, Walmart. Tracy is still in a wheelchair. The paparazzi filmed him being wheeled into the hospital yesterday afternoon. He looked and sounded a little off. TMZ says it's possible he may never walk again without assistance. Now, that's TMZ, too, so be forewarned about all that as to whether it's true, and I hope it's not.
We really love you, Harvey Levin.
All right. All right.
Amazon Prime, this is Rob Spiewak news.
Yes.
Has slapped a racism warning on an old Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yes, I got the
actually
email.
A series of them. Glad you got the email. Fantastic. Some of them were made more than 70 years ago. Or as Rob likes to call, my era.
That's right. The golden
days. It says, quote, these shorts may depict some ethnic and racial prejudices that were once commonplace in American society. Such depictions were wrong then and are wrong today. Among other things, Tom and Jerry has some characters shown in blackface, and there's an African-American maid named Mammy Two Shoes, who appears with a musical soundtrack very similar to traditional plantation songs. Tom and Jerry isn't currently available for Amazon Prime instant viewing in the U.S., so there's no warning here, but it's available in some countries overseas, and people have posted screenshots of the warning on social media. I watched an actual video of Whoopi Goldberg talking about it and saying that it's important to actually keep that in there and watch that and see the way our society was back in the day when these stereotypes were accepted.
This is something that Whoopi has done for a while. She actually filmed an introduction for the Looney Tunes releases, saying that pretending, you know, not paying attention to it is like saying that racism never existed at all.
Exactly.
And it's a valid point, I believe.
Yeah.
And Mammy Two Shoes, the character in Tom and Jerry cartoons, I think you don't see her face. She's just one of the grown-ups, like all the adults in Tom and Jerry.
Legs.
You just see their
you see
bodies,
the legs.
Their legs,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And now a little something-something. There's a 35-year-old truck driver in Interlochen, Florida, named Shannon Ford. Bear with me, Rob. Hold off. And on Monday afternoon, he smashed into the back of a school bus. Luckily, no one was killed, but 7 of the 15 elementary school kids on the bus were injured along with the bus driver. As for why Shannon crashed into the bus, it appears something not safe for work was going on in the truck.
Oh, no.
His 34-year-old wife was in the truck with him, and she was naked from the waist down. After the crash, the cops had to give her a towel to cover up. A witness said he saw Shannon swerving before the crash, so no one involved is saying Shannon and his wife were getting it on, but every detail certainly implies it. According to the sheriff, quote, people assume they were up to no good, but we don't know for sure, so make whatever inferences you want to regarding this. Shannon and his wife were both hospitalized with serious injuries. Charges against him are coming, and I believe we have a prepared statement
from
Mr. Ford, Shannon Ford.
All right.
All right, let's bring him in here right now.
Oh, here he comes.
I am so sorry about the accident with the school bus.
I don't wish to comment on whether or not my wife and I were getting it on.
The open road is long and lonely.
Luckily, I have plans in place to keep my breath fresh on long road trips.
Some people use amphetamines or coffee. I prefer to have a bag of candy.
Candy is delicious on a long road trip, but only if you choose the right candy.
When my wife is naked from the waist down, we like to have a big bag of Lifesavers.
What kind of Lifesavers?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavors.
WQXR. Shannon in the morning.
Breaking my back just to know your name. 17 tracks and I've had it with this game.
All right, that's some good comedy. Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein. You sounded surprised.
That it was good comedy?
No, that you're Tony Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we know the comedy is top-notch. Listen, we're interrupting this Best of Michael Mara show because we have something to contribute to this show.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, do you remember this?
What am I, senile?
Yeah.
Right down Main Street. This is a beautiful segment for this show.
A couple of weeks ago, Donald Trump made an appearance on our show, The Tony Perkins Show, featuring Gary Stein, also a part of the More Network, and it was phenomenal.
It was unbelievable. The hair, everything.
Very, very funny. We think you'll enjoy it. Take a listen. All right, we are now going to, let's get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, the man himself.
Willing to talk to a couple of guys on a little podcast.
Which is pretty surprising.
Really, yeah.
I know he did a phoner with the Today Show
yes.
a few weeks ago.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Trump?
Hello, is this Tony?
Yes, it is. This is Tony Perkins.
Is this Gary?
Yes, hi.
Gary with Tony. We, oh,
can't believe you're willing to do our show. Can't believe it. Thank you so much.
I just want to start out by congratulating both of you, Gary and Tony, on 1 year of doing this fabulous, tremendous, good, spectacular show. You're both very, very successful, and you're both very talented, and you're marvelous. And I just think you're just terrific and wonderful and good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know you don't usually throw those words around when they're not about yourself, so I really do appreciate that. That's wonderful.
I just think that, I was looking in the mirror just the other day at a new hat that I had designed. You may have seen it down on the Mexican border, the Make America Great Again.
Yes.
And I just like to say right from the outset, there are lies and half-truths going around for my detractors because, what you'd realize is that I'm number one in the polls, and I'm by a long way, and by a tremendously long way, and the other people are scrambling to make up lies about me, saying my hat's what I'm made in the United States, and my hat that said Make America Great Again was not made in the United States. Well, the fact of the matter is the tiny string that is between the bill and the cap of the hat was actually made in Vietnam. But that was not, most of the rest of that hat was made in Honduras, and I consider that to be North America. So I just think it's really important to point out that when you're number one and when you're successful and good and great and strong and powerful and the best, people want to throw things at you, and I'm not going to let that bother me, especially when I can go on a great, successful, good, tremendous, good show like the Tony Perkins Show. You're really doing a great job for a member of the mainstream dishonest media.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
Thank you so much.
May I ask, Mr. Trump, how many episodes have you listened to?
I've listened to every single episode of the Tony Perkins and Gary Stein get together since the show's inception. And I think it's wonderful when a black man and a Jew can come together and produce this kind of quality entertainment, because that's the key. I have many, many friends that are Jewish and many, many friends who are black. And I will tell you there that some of them are very good.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wish more people were aware of it. You know, everyone heard my comments about the Mexican government, which, by the way, was proven to be true. They are sending over rapists, murderers, child molesters, plagiarizers. I know there are a series of Mexican authors that have come across the border that do not write their own material. They're sending their worst. And the Mexican government knows this. And I think I'm going to up the ante. They always talk about doubling down. I'd like to double down and say, I believe the Mexican government, for every illegal that comes into this country, the Mexican government should spend $200,000 and write me a check.
Wow. That's going to shake things up. I think that's. But let me ask you this, sir, because I do consider you a smart man, and you've gotten a lot of flack for the Mexican comments. Why not just come out and apologize and say what I meant to say was this?
I shoot from the hip. I say the truth. That's one of the reasons, if you look at my polling numbers, that they're so very high. My polling numbers are higher than anybody else's because everyone else, you know, from here to China, wants to say that I'm not a smart guy or I'm somebody that should apologize. I'm not going to apologize because I was talking to Melania just the other day when I got out of the shower, and she was sitting on the edge of our giant jacuzzi bathtub that I have in one of my Trump Towers, and she was admiring me, as she often does. And Melania said two things to me. First of all, she said, I'm astonished that a man of your age still has that body. And the second thing she said to me, you know, to the best of my knowledge, and you'll be surprised that I agreed with her, you've never actually been wrong. And I looked at her, and I said, oh, my goodness, and it was like a bolt of lightning came from the sky and hit me on the top of my head and split one of my hairs and said, I'm always right. And she was right. And so when we're both right, why should I apologize? It's going to ruffle a few feathers. I'm fine with that. I've been doing that for my entire career. And if people have also accused me, Tony and Gary, of oversimplifications. I do not oversimplify. I simply speak the truth. And as far as the Mexicans are concerned, some of them are good. I stand by that comment. Mm-hmm. Some of them are good. Most of them are very, very bad. very bad.
You know what? That should smooth things over. Yes. I think that will help.
That was well said.
I wanted to ask you what did you think about the president's trip to Kenya just a couple of weeks ago?
I think, as I said earlier, that he's going home to his home country where he was born. And you know, that's why he should not have been president. No one wants to talk about the facts. No one wants to talk about the facts that our president is not American, he's Kenyan. And, you know, and I know for a fact that because in Kenya, they don't keep proper birth records, so of course it was very difficult to find that out.
Right.
But that's why he hid in Hawaii for as long as he did, and also faked his transcripts at Harvard University. You know, these are all things that my people are in the process of putting things together right now. And some might say they've done that for the last 8 years. But I'm going to say they're putting together these things, and it will blow your mind when they come out with what's really true.
You won't
believe it.
You are so adamant about this. I won't say if, because I know you believe in positivity. When you're president, will you move?
When I'm elected president, yes. And incidentally, I'm a realist also. That goes whether I get the nomination, which I think I will, for the Republican ticket. If I don't, I'll run as a third party, and then I'll win as well.
Wow. Wow. That's big. Will you move?
You can ask your question. I've really been interrupting the media a lot lately, and my daughter, Ivanka, said that I need to work on that. You know, I'll tend to, somebody will say something, and I'll say, excuse me, 15 times. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Finish your question.
Well, you're just formulating your thoughts, that's all.
My question is, will you move to prosecute the current president of the United States if you believe he was an illegal president?
Well, he'll be easy to prosecute because he's guilty. And any decent prosecutor would tell you that the guilt is so obvious, it's just people don't like to take the time. I'm taking the time. I have people. I have hundreds of thousands of people working on this right now. And, I'll have lots of things to deal with when I'm president, redecorating the White House, getting the gold letters to fit properly. We're going to be replacing 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, of course, with the Trump logo. Those letters and numbers just don't work. What kind of identity do we have now? A White House. Can it be any more simple? I'd like to hear the Trump brand has always made things better. All of my buildings are the best. All of my golf courses are the best. All of my children are the best because they were produced by me.
That's true. That is very true. I believe Gary has a question.
Well, I wanted to know if it was going to say Trump on the White House, or are you just going to have that for the street signs?
The street signs, the numbers that are normally put. I'm going to be putting very tasteful pieces of polished granite at every entrance to the White House. And then on the sides, both on the west and east wing, there will be Trump in tasteful letters. We won't make them as large as the ones we put up in Chicago. But I'll tell you, these letters are going to be very, very in tune with Washington's decor. They might even look antique-ish. But the fact is that the Trump name will be on the White House.
Will there be doormen who have rolling carts for luggage and stuff?
Well, my guests will be treated better than the guests at any of my properties, but we're going to kind of mirror what I've done at Mar-a-Lago, which means, yes, we will have the gold brass luggage racks. I'm so glad you brought that up. And incidentally, we'll be changing the stationery to Trump's White House for the duration. And that's a great expense. It's something that I'm only going to be participating in for 8 years. Why? I normally make a lot more of a commitment.
Why do this? Because you're a successful businessman, as you constantly point out. Why step away from your businesses for 4 to 8 years to take a salary that will be a pittance compared to what you make now to run the nation?
That is a fabulous question. That is a beautiful, strong, successful, and good question. I'm going to answer it the best way I can. I've always believed, when I think of the United States of America, it's been a great country to me. I've been very successful in it. And the one word that comes to mind when I think of the United States is goodness. I love the goodness. And if I can enhance the goodness and the success and the strength of this country, I know that I will contribute to its goodness and make it gooder.
Mr. Trump, that sounds very good. How much thought have you put into the changes that you might make to Air Force One?
Oh, well, I think, Gary, you understand this the situation, and you know what I'm going to bring to the table. It's
yes.
a wonderful, brilliant, and strong and successful question. I will tell you that Air Force One, I've never had the pleasure, but I've looked inside. I've seen pictures. It's just horrible. It's a disaster. It's an absolute joke. It's ridiculous. They don't even have modern seats. I'm going to put the best leather that you can possibly see with my hand-stitched people that I use. Now they'll throw bones at me again, and they'll throw rocks and say, well, those people that stitch the leather come from other countries. That's not the important thing. Our presidential aircraft should be the best and the strongest and most successful in the world. I will paint it. I will redecorate it. I will recarpet it. And I will tell you, it will be tremendous, outstanding, successful, big, good luxury.
I know you're a busy man, Mr. Trump. A final question, because you have not addressed this and I have not heard speculation. Any thoughts to who might serve as your vice president?
That's a very good question. And I'm prepared to make a news-making statement right here on the Tony Perkins Show. Because I know you've got fabulous, strong, successful, and good listeners that are going to pay attention to what I'm saying, and they'll get the word out to the other media that doesn't pay much attention. I will not be having a running mate. I will not. I will be. My wife, Melania, will be serving as the first lady and number two. Oh. I'm not even going to use the word vice president. Why do I need a vice president? I don't need a vice. I don't have any vices. I hardly touch any wine. The fact is that I am going to be so confident and so successful and so tremendous, that's why people are jealous of me, that I am going to not require a vice president.
Mr. Trump, will you need a cabinet?
Well, I think that we don't want to ruffle too many feathers and make too many people upset, but the answer in one word would be no. I don't need a cabinet. I don't need Congress or the Senate. I wrote The Art of the Deal. Do you need any more information than that? Do you need any? I can deal with China, and then believe me, they're barracudas. These people are barracudas. You know what? And if we had a border with China, they'd be sending over their criminals and rapists as well, because everybody wants to do that. You know, but I feel that you know, you'll see how it plays out. I guarantee you this: when I'm elected, you will say, you will wake up and look at your significant other. I understand, Gary, you're married to quite a talented jazz singer.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Wow, you've done your homework.
She will sing my praises when you realize how strong, successful, and good and great I'm going to make this country again. I'm going to be fantastic.
I look forward to this. It's great.
By the way, it's opposed to a cabinet. I will stock the White House and all those special cabinet offices with a bunch of celebrity apprentices. I've been in touch with Omarosa, Dennis Rodman, and Geraldo Rivera. They're all more than willing and excited to do this.
I'll bet they are. Mm. Mr. Trump, this has been an honor to speak with you. I know you're a very busy man.
And I've learned a lot.
We've learned a lot, and we thank you for being so forthright and making some news on our program. And you're invited back anytime.
Thanks so much, Tony. Thank you, Gary. And just one last thing. I think it's a really tremendous, wonderful, and successful thing that you two are doing by hiring challenged individuals and bringing Rob Ford onto your staff and letting him press the buttons and feel like he's a working, viable part of society is indeed one of the finest things you could ever do. And I know he's had a tough time of it since his head injury, but I know that he will work out well for you guys. But good job. Most people wouldn't give him the time of day. You've actually made him an executive producer. You guys, God bless Tony. God bless Gary and the United States of America. Have a fabulous day. Goodbye, gentlemen.
You too, Mr. President.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Goodbye. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Boy, he has done his homework.
Yeah, he's really, really.
He's not just one of these guys who you know.
You know, he really has his finger on his own pulse.
Oh, my goodness. That is fabulous.
Yeah, who says that we don't get huge, huge stars and people who are newsmakers on our show?
That is fabulous. I couldn't have hoped for anything better than that.
No. We got far more than I expected.
I think you got far more than Matt Lauer.
We did. We made some news.
I think he was happier to be on our show than to be on the Today Show.
Well, you know, we weren't as combative with him as the rest of the media is.
We didn't challenge him that much.
I think we have a good shot at getting him back.
I don't think he let us speak.
It's Tony and Gary, the Tony Perkins Show. And now, the best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show, and I got to tell you folks, what's worse than running out of razors? Well, I'll tell you what's worse, paying top dollar drugstore prices for razors. That's what. But you don't have to worry about that anymore thanks to Harry's. Harry's takes the guesswork out of shaving because they send blades direct to your door based on how often you shave. And here's something even better. Harry's is giving new customers an additional $5 off their first monthly subscription order with the coupon code, you know it, you love it, TMOS. I love Harry's. The Harry's Shave Plan ships high-quality razors straight to your door for as little as $3 a month, and deliveries are customized to your shaving routine, so you never, I mean never, run out of blades, and they are the best. Plus, if you suddenly want to grow a beard, it's all good. You can modify or cancel your plan at any time. Harry's has such confidence in their German-engineered blade that there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and your first shave plan order includes a free handle. How great is that? Start your Harry's monthly subscription and never worry about buying blades again, never. As a special offer for new customers, get your free razor and save $5 off your first subscription with the code TMOS at checkout. That's harrys.com and our code TMOS, and start shaving better today.
Another thank you goes out to another Mike O'Mara Show listener, Dirk Vastrick.
Woo.
I love Dirk with his new facial hair.
Dirk
Vastrick sent Carla and I at the holidays a gift certificate to a restaurant down here that we had never gotten a chance to go out and use, and we used it last night, and it was wonderful.
Is it a chain restaurant or a restaurant that's exclusive to your neighborhood?
It was the Olive Garden, which was lovely. And we had
so many breadsticks.
It's a restaurant. I don't know how he knew it, but he researched this.
It's called Google.
It's called Thoughtful.
It ended Thoughtful as well.
It's called Google. Don't diminish our listeners.
How did he find a restaurant
in Fort Myers.
He must have used a telephone book.
No. Maybe he hired a private investigator.
This is Jim Rockford.
Are you having a good time?
I think Oscar
are,
is.
Are you having a good time? Is that what you're doing? The point is this. You can use internet surveys all you want, but the fact is, my flight leaves in 10 minutes.
He had not one, but two gunshot wounds.
Two gunshot wounds that he may follow Fiji one. The point is that he found a place that we had already been to that is a small, I don't want to call it a mom and pop, but it is not a chain restaurant. No. And it is an obscure, it's in an obscure part of town, old town, and it's been around for a while. And this was a place that when we came down here and did the whole word of mouth thing, a guy recommended it and said, you ought to check this out. And we ended up, we've probably been to the place four times, and we love it. And so when we got it was like he had that special second sight, and I think that's just
that's
a listener going
that's
above and beyond.
Sweet.
I think he's a man of faith, and he probably prayed, and he got it right.
He got a sign.
What kind of restaurant is it? Is it American cuisine?
Well, what is wrong with you?
Well, I think he is a man of faith,
and he probably prayed on it. What is that?
Well, you know,
Sarah, what are you talking about?
Don't you, Mike, before you make any big decision.
We prayed on it, and then we let Trig stand on the dog.
Mike, before you make a big decision, like mailing a gift certificate to a disc jockey, don't you pray on it?
I pray on it all the time.
I went to a prayer breakfast, and what we decided was that we're sending Mike to this. Is it an Italian restaurant?
No, it's not an Italian restaurant. Look the way the hand goes up as you're sitting there. And incidentally, why don't we get for 2015? Let's just get Rob a cot.
Oh God,
let's get Rob a complete cot.
I mean, so you're laid back. I mean, really, look at.
I know it's kind of tough with the new TV. All right, let me see if I can fix myself.
Pull that ass back into that chair,
hey,
Bobo.
Don't badmouth the company that was named for me.
Recliner?
No, Lazy Boy.
Oh, you're
lazy
not lazy
Boy.
Yes.
Very good. So the thing is, we went to this place and
is it a Chinese restaurant?
It was not a Chinese restaurant.
Well, I just want to know what kind of food you had.
I'm not going to. It was continental cuisine. It was regular.
That means small portions.
It was what continental cuisine means small portions.
To me, it usually does. Yeah.
Well, you know what they meant? They do something that is extremely old school at this restaurant, and it's something that I love.
What is it?
They make the little Caesar salad table side.
I love that.
Classy. Mm-hmm.
And I was saying to Carla, I bet the vast majority of American diners, if you told them what was really in a real Caesar salad, they'd probably go,
Yeah,
right?
Did they use the raw egg?
They used the raw egg.
Nice. That's good stuff.
They used the anchovies, and it was pretty awesome. And then the couple with their young son sat down. When I say young, he looked to be about 30, but it was an older couple.
Okay, well.
And they sat right. The only problem with this restaurant is it's the season down here, so everything is bustling. And you know, you would think on a Wednesday night it wouldn't be a big deal, but we were kind of – they wanted to jam us in a corner to start with, and we said, no jam us in that
baby
other,
in a corner.
Jam us in the other corner. So we went to another corner, and then when they put these people – the tables are very close together, so you can't help but be in the conversation.
It's like you're eating with the people next to you.
It's almost family style. Yeah.
But I'm trying to get this guy's voice. Because the guy's voice, I couldn't help it.
Is this the dad or the son?
This is the father.
Okay.
And the father, what is the voice? I know. Oh, it's an obscure voice, but Rob will know it.
Okay.
It's Pete. He was Pete Johnson, our engineer.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, then he's by the transitive property. He's also Steve Marmelstein.
Okay. So I didn't even hear the detail because he was so soft-spoken. It's like, and the only thing I had, and all I heard, the only thing I picked up with my deaf hearing at the table was,
that's $5,000 a week tax-free.
Oh my God.
Cooking up a deal.
What an a-hole.
And then we didn't have much interaction with this. And the lady had, I want to be as nice as I can here, but the woman who was at the table, we noticed that the man ordered a
what they call that little petite filet of beef, which is the small one you get in restaurants.
Like a 6 ounce filet, yeah.
And it's my usual go-to.
The lady...
Shut up.
Your usual go-to. I mean, of course it is.
Yeah.
The lady
leaves room on the plate for steamed broccoli, no butter.
And the lady got, like, the man-sized platter of meat.
It was prime
like there
rib
were
for
bones
her.
And there were chops. And it was like the heart attack sampler went down to her. And she had that kind of – it's a look that they get down here. It's a low center of gravity. It's a I call it the man cut.
Yes.
You know, the man cut that they all have.
Yeah,
very nice
jewelry. Minimum maintenance.
Very nice jewelry, though. Very nice jewelry and a very nice tan, but the man cut.
Larger woman?
Medium. Low to the ground.
Understand, yeah.
Low center of gravity. Yeah. You know? I mean, really, you could
build
put her
like
in the back.
Like a townhouse, not a rambler.
Yeah, you could put her in the back of your car and let her head bobble. And it would be, it'd be fine, you know. And so at the very end, there is this busboy that comes up to the table, and the busboy was funny. He cracked Carla and I up, and we kind of got this relationship
like
going.
Like a rapport,
with him. He comes over and he goes, "How are you guys doing tonight?" I said, "We're just peachy. How about you? How are you doing?" He said, "You really want to know?" And I said, "Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I really do want to know. I really want to know what's going on." He said, "You know, it's hard to be honest." I said, "Oh, now I really want to know.
You got to know."
He said, and he cracked me up because he looked at me. This kid's like maybe 18, 17, 18 years old. He goes, "I'm really just okay." Oh, and he made me laugh. That's, and then for the rest genuine. Of the night, he come by. And, you know, it's a Wednesday. He's working at the restaurant, probably not happy and stuff. And I said, "Okay." And he cracked up. And it was kind of our little thing. At the end of the night, we're sitting there. And this guy rolls up to me. And the busboy says, I couldn't believe it. He said, "You got something on your upper lip." And suddenly the table across from us with the bowling ball lady and the guy with the voice and the son, who I think was being taken to the airport after that, suddenly they sit up and turn in their seats and all stare at me after they hear this. And I look at Carla immediately. I said, "What?" She said, you got some foam on your upper lip.
Mm-hmm.
It was foam. It was from a foo-foo dessert item that I may have sampled. It was a little whipped cream. I had a little whipped cream on the upper lip. I had a little creme brulee.
You have meringue all over your face.
I had a little creme brulee. And I had that. And he pointed it out. And it was loud enough where everybody sat up in their seats and kind of looked over at me. And I got pissed.
Well, you shouldn't get pissed.
Well, I got pissed because they were into their own little thing. And they were just like not. Not,
well, what
they,
happened
they
is
had
he
that
got
kind
excited.
Of attitude.
The only thing that could pull him away from $5,000 tax-free is the embarrassment of you. That's what he was into.
So
but
I look, and Rob, you know this look, and I'm going to give it to you guys
because
you know what this look. Because they are sitting directly across from me, and they turn sideways to look me right in the eye after this happens. So the busboy comes by, and he says, "You got a little something on your upper lip." I said, oh, wait a minute. And I take a napkin, and I wipe it. I said, "What was that?" And I turn. And the three of these people are staring right at me, and this is what I do. I go, "How you guys doing tonight?"
Oh, no.
You called him on it.
And they turned back to their chow, and life went on. But it was a very nice evening, and I'm just saying a lot of thank yous. But during the holidays, you know, I say thank you to a lot of good people, and it was lots of fun.
I had a bit of an awkward moment with an older lady yesterday.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to get a case of water at Costco, and when I go there to get that, this is something I do. Is I usually kind of
get that on Amazon, you know.
Yeah, I do all
right
the time.
To your house.
What they do is I buy the bottles at Amazon and then fill them because the shipping is cheaper.
Shipping is free on Prime.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
It was just a joke. Though,
you know,
Oscar.
It's not only when he's defending himself that he disses the client. He defends himself and disses the client.
That was a joke. All right.
I understand.
Relax.
I understand. It's only the way we make our livings.
All right. So I was buying a case of water, and I like to hang out because there's usually an older person at the waters that needs help getting a case of water into their cart. And I'll hang out for a minute or so to see if I can help someone out. It's just something I do.
That's very kind of you. That's very sweet.
Oh, God.
What?
Why does that bother you, Oscar?
Why don't you hang out here and see if we needed a little help?
The funny thing is I thought yesterday was awkward. In comparison, not so much.
Oh,
but
my God.
A lady comes up, Mike, and I would say...
Sorry. Oh, my God.
The celebrity she most resembled is Barbara Corcoran from the Shark Tank and from the Today Show, the real estate lady.
So she's wizened.
She's a little wizened, and she's wearing a full-length mink. I mean, like, almost touching the ground.
Wow.
And I help her with her water, and she
says, that's a little inappropriate in this day and age, isn't it?
Well, you see, she thanks me, and I say, you know what? And I just think I'm going to make this lady's day. She says, what? I said, I think that is a gorgeous coat. I love seeing a woman in fur. And she said,
God, you are a queen. I swear to God.
And you know, I'm thinking that this lady is going to just say thank you and feel like $1 million because I handed her a compliment. And she says, you know, the animals that are raised for fur are treated much better than most house pets. And I'm like, and I my eyes are open and my face drops because I said, oh my God, she's starting
you mean,
some
is
sort
that
of
up
debate.
Until the, is that up until the point that they're like anally electrocuted?
I was going to say, yeah, is don't you know how they kill them?
That's when you have to grab a spray paint bottle and then just spray paint an X on her back.
And I said,
and walk away.
And so what I'm trying to communicate is or figure out is, how can I get out of this right now? And I just said, well, I think it's terrific and I'll see you around. But the problem is when I'm navigating the aisles, I see her two more times just because we cross paths. And each time she like takes her coat and gestures with it like, huh?
There you go. Here's my coat. That's right. What they do is they fatten them up. They feed them human food and only the finest. And then prior to their death, I mean, I read
no
a few
good
websites
deed,
about it.
No good deed goes unpunished.
No, that stinks.
I just wanted to tell her that I thought she looked nice.
Does Carrie own a fur coat by
no,
any chance?
No, she does not.
Did you mean it when you said it, or were you doing
think,
shtick, or
no,
were you just trying to be nice?
I was being nice, but I do think that a fur coat is a very cool thing. I would never buy one, but if it's already out there.
What's
would
cool,
you not buy one because of the animal rights issue,
no, because
or would you
I'm
not
cheap.
Buy because you're cheap?
My legendary cheapness
wait,
that
you,
seems to exist on
you
this show.
If you could afford it,
right.
If you won the lottery.
You know what I would do?
Would that be something you would buy?
A vintage one. One that was animals that were already dead.
And you would wear it.
Oh, me?
Wait a minute.
Oh, John Gill?
Yeah. Wait a minute. A vintage one, one with animals that are already even the new
no,
ones,
dead.
The animals
no,
are
no.
already dead.
I misspoke. What I'm saying
well, I'm
is
totally
that
confused by that statement.
If you were to go to Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills
oh, God. Okay.
And buy a coat that was newly manufactured,
yes.
These are animals that were just killed for that coat to be bought. But I'm talking about a coat from the 30s. The animals
you
have been dead
like your animals
for years.
Old.
Yeah, I do. Black and white animals. But as far as me wearing a fur coat, never a full length fur. No. But a collar? Sure.
Mm. Yeah. I remember somehow what is blasting my brain
Big
is the
collar,
old movie,
yeah.
The old movie Gorky Park. Did you ever watch
yes,
that movie, Rob?
Yeah.
With William Hurt and
mm-hmm.
Lee Marvin.
Yes.
And Lee Marvin, when he's talking about the prey, said, and if you wait too long, your prey is gone. Yes, Lee Marvin. Thank you very much. That's
excellent.
Lee Marvin, everybody.
I wish we could do a show without mentioning Lee Marvin. Just once.
I know.
But
so,
you,
Rob, you would buy a fur if you could afford it.
I think so, yeah. I think they're very cool.
The strangest purchases. What? Out of all the things.
And you know what? I would buy my fur at Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara portal.
I don't know if they sell them, but I imagine they do. I'll say this, though.
Well, why would you diss the client?
I'm not dissing the client. I just, I think in this day and age, like, that's not something you purchase.
It's not something you purchase.
Yeah.
No, something I would purchase. I think it's gorgeous.
No, but you wear leather shoes. They'd say that, too. You know,
yeah.
You wear leather shoes, mm-hmm. You wear leather jackets, and in my case, a significant amount of leather pants.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, we work very hard to bring you a brand new show every Monday.
Most shows do that. We work really hard to bring them a new show. What series brings old shows?
All right, point well taken. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
It's the Tony Perkins Show. And now, the best of O'Mara.
Now, without further ado,
Time's a fleeting.
Let's open up the audio vault. December 16th, 9 days to Christmas.
You know what, Mike? It might be 9 days to Christmas, but you know what happens tonight at sundown?
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. Hello. And when it's dry and ready, then dreidel I will play. I don't know the rest of the words, but neither do you. You know nothing about Hanukkah, so here we go again. Hey, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. From me to you, have a happy holiday. Miss you guys. Sorry I'm not with you. Take care.
There you go. Thank you, Alan.
Make people feel good.
Thank you very much, Alan. And let me just take this opportunity to say happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's a wonderful 8 nights.
Oh, yeah.
And, thank you, thank you, thank you. There you go.
Awesome. This is a very funny story. Cappy sent this to me. This is, I didn't realize this. Do either of you ever work in the fast food industry when you were coming up as a youngster?
Baskin-Robbins?
I never did.
Does that count? Snow cones and ice cream.
I wanted to get a job at McDonald's in my hometown. It was the cherry gig. Everybody wanted to work there, and I didn't get it.
Nope. Apparently, if you work at Burger King now, they don't even print out a schedule. You have to call a hotline to get your schedule for the week.
Whoa.
So they did this, but they gave the wrong number. And this guy was getting all these calls on his cell phone, people looking for their schedule for Burger King. Well, he got pissed. And as you probably would too, and started trolling people. This is one of the best ones that he did. Girl calls just looking for her schedule.
Looks like you were scheduled this morning from 8 a.m. to 1, so you missed that one.
Oh, they didn't tell me that. They told me to call today and to find out for my schedule for Tuesday.
You know who told you that?
They didn't tell me that at all. It was William.
William, that son of a bitch. Fucking William. If you see William, you tell him that Kevin's looking for him, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, your next one is going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
So tomorrow you're actually on feathering and butchering. So when the chickens come in, you got to take all the feathers off of them. And then you need to separate the parts of the cow that we use for the patties. So that's a morning thing. It takes like an hour. It's really gross, so wear some old clothes. Those chickens, they're loud, and they squawk. And you just got to, you twist the neck, and that shuts them up. And you just got to twist their neck, so it separates the spinal cord from the nerves so that they die. And you'll do about 200 chickens that way. And then you just start taking the feathers out. And then we reuse the feathers, and we sell them to Walmart as down comforters. So next time you buy a comforter from Walmart, remember, those are Burger King chicken
feathers.
He's
a pro. This guy's a pro.
Are you kidding?
No, how do you think we turn so much profit?
It goes on. It goes on for about 12 minutes.
That's fantastic.
That's some sweet, sweet revenge right there.
Oh, well done.
Mike, in County Cork, Ireland, there is a homeless guy by the name of Lee Furlong, and there was a fellow going around taking pictures of people in County Cork and putting them on Facebook. It allowed the family of Lee Furlong to find him, and he'll be at home with his family for Christmas for the first time in 12 years.
Oh, that's
wonderful. All well and good. I just can't understand this man when he speaks.
He ended up being homeless. The ex threw me out. And I was living on the Iron Islands, like that was the last days. In 2 years, living here and living there, in different towns. And I can go home Wednesday, right? Or I can go to Gordy. It's to get off the streets anyway,
So Merry Christmas, I guess.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let's go to Florida. Actually, the basis of this story is in New Zealand. An elderly couple spent 13 hours locked inside their car because they left their auto key fob outside the car.
Oh, no.
And they didn't know they could just open the door.
Pop open the lock.
They thought they were locked in their car for 13 hours.
So sad. But
they're okay now. They're okay. Yes. Now, I don't have any audio from that, but I did go into the archive. This is from 2009, Kissimmee, Florida. The same thing happened to a lady who locked herself inside her car and called 911.
What's that? It's the emergency.
Hi. I'm at the corner of Pleasant Hill and John Young Parkway. I'm in a Walgreens parking lot. And my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. I cannot open my car. I can't get the windows down. Nothing electrical works. And it's getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. I need some help.
Are you able to pull the lock up on the door and open the door? You should be able to just pull the lock up even if it's electrical.
I've tried it. Okay. All right, I got that going. Okay.
So are you able to get out of the car now?
Yes, I got the door open.
Okay.
Oh, man.
No.
All righty. I'll see if I can get AAA or something.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No remorse.
No.
No just remorse.
Stupid.
Entitlement.
Just pure stupidity.
Entitlement. Pure, so, yeah.
How do you not know
okay.
that? Yeah. Sheer logic.
And I'm not feeling well.
It's hot and I'm not feeling well. But right. You know what? Thank God. Just remember, folks, if you want to unlock the door, what you need to do is unlock the door. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great right. Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you very much, bro.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeGomeraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeGomeraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.